What's happening, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Avery Speaks. Please excuse my voice right now. I'm just getting it back. But I hope all of you had a great time for Valentine's Day weekend. My wife and I, we had an awesome time for Valentine's Day weekend. We went out to California, visited Napa Valley. And out there in Napa Valley, there's a black-owned winery with a wine bar out there. The name of it is Brown. Brown Wine Bar out in Napa Valley is awesome. I mean, the ambiance is very romantic, and they specialize in Zinfandels, so I recommend it to everyone. We also stayed in Santa Rosa and visited Sonoma, so the weather out in California was great, and we had an awesome time. And I'm very excited about today's episode, because in today's episode of Avery Speaks, I'm going to be speaking about letters to my daughters, Poetic Affirmations of Love from a Father, which is a book that I've written personally from my heart to my three daughters to teach them to embrace the love of God and self so that they would never desperately seek the love of man or anyone else. And this book has been so profound that it has afforded me the opportunity to speak at the Congressional Black Caucus in 2018 and also do numerous radio shows on the topic of father-daughter relationships. And it's a blessing because I've had fathers approach me and say, Avery, you know, I really enjoyed your book. You know, my daughter and I read it together. And, you know, they say they would have discussions on the content, which helped bring them closer together, it helped bring their relationship closer. But also I had some women that would tell me that they could hear the voice of their father as they read the book because it reminded them of the great relationships they had with their fathers. And on the other hand, we have some women that would say that, you know, they wish they had a father in their lives to tell them the things that I was saying in the book, and maybe they wouldn't have went through the heartache and pain in their adult life. So the content in the book, I think you're going to really enjoy it. And I would love for you all to leave me voicemails on the Anchor app. Download the Anchor app, and you can leave me voice messages and tell me what you think about the content. So stay tuned. I'll be right back. I'm going to share some poetic stories with you from Letters to My Daughters. And the first story I want to share with you is Always Put God First. You know, I wanted to leave something behind with my daughters to help them cope with the loss of a loved one. Because there's going to come a time where I'm not here anymore. And I know many listeners have lost fathers, have lost loved ones. So I pray that Always Put God First brings healing and comfort to you. Sometimes in life, we go through storms and disasters. Our lives are not always filled with good times and laughter. Going through these trials will build strength and character. I know sometimes losing the ones we love feels like we're losing the battle. The battle is not yours. God will fight it for you. Just put God first in your life, and He will see you through. Like the sun after the rain, bringing sunshine and turning your gray skies into blue. God will turn your darkness into light and shower many blessings down upon you. He will ease your pain and wipe away all your tears. You are now overwhelmed with the power of His presence, and it feels like your lost loved ones are near. Your faith has allowed you to experience that the Word of God is true. He is not only your Father, but He fought this heavy battle as He carried you. Now you have the strength and character to continue living life with a purpose here on earth. Everything will be all right, as long as you continue to always put God first. I wanted to write something to compliment, encourage, and create awareness and wisdom, and also motivate, you know, my daughters. And I wrote this beautiful, beautiful piece called God's Creation. It's, baby girl, never live your life according to man's expectations. You are above the expectations of man because you are God's creation. God has blessed you with intelligence and created you in an image of great beauty. With the combination of those great qualities, you will become everything you ever hoped and dreamed to be. See, man has tried to take credit for many miracles God has performed in our lives. Love for man will never replace the love of God, so continue walking your life with Christ. Spread your wings and hold your head up high, because you will always be a beautiful angel in our Heavenly Father's eyes. Sometimes as fathers, we do make mistakes where those mistakes could cause heartache and pain in our daughters. And we have to hold ourselves accountable and learn from those mistakes and make sure that we don't make the same mistakes again. So I came up with this piece titled, I Feel Your Pain. As your father, I feel every joy and pain which lives inside of you. Even when I'm the person unknowingly causing a roller coaster of emotions by some of the things that I do. You are truly a gift from God, and I will unconditionally love you always. Never in this lifetime will we ever part ways. Even when I go on my journey to meet Grandpa, Big Mama, and Mama Green in heaven, the love I have for you will last infinity times seven. My heart is filled with so much pride every time I call your name. You are my daughter, and I'm your father, and I pray you will always love me the same. I want to speak to the fathers right now, and I want to remind fathers that they are their daughter's first love and not to break their hearts. And one of the ways that some fathers break daughters' hearts is by giving them empty promises. So, man, empty promises are devastating to little girls. So if you give a promise to your daughter, you have to keep them. And with that said, first love. The first man most women fall in love with is their father, so don't be the first man to break their hearts. You have been given a precious gift which is fragile and so pure. When she has a heart that is heavy, she looks to her father for all the cures. I know if you could, you will give her the world. Just realize giving her support and unconditional love is what truly satisfies daddy little girl. The love you have shown her from childhood into her adult life will be the type of love she seeks from her future husband when she is ready to become a wife. You have now raised a strong and beautiful young woman, and she is a daughter you are very proud of. Your heart is filled with so much pride, and she will always and forever thank you for being her first love. Fathers, if you don't have a relationship with your daughter or you don't have a good one, you need to step up to the plate, because deep down inside, she's hurting and she needs you. Deep down inside, she desires that father-daughter relationship. So, fellas, we got to step up to the plate because your daughter needs you. We are losing our little girls to a life of vulgarity, sex, and immoral acts, broadcasted daily through radio and television stations. It's time for us to take our daughters back. Have a heart-to-heart talk with her. Apologize for you not being there for her in the past. Listen to her with your heart as she expresses the pain you have caused for not being her dad. Take her on father-daughter dates. Quality time with her is truly needed. You want to be the first man to show your daughter the proper way she should be treated. Your love and acceptance was all she ever wanted. Now her broken heart has been repaired and feels brand new. Never, ever walk out of her life again. Your beautiful daughter needs you. some of our daughters are trapped in this vicious cycle of being hurt over and over again. You know, some are desperately seeking love in relationships. And I truly believe if a person doesn't have self-love, they could be in a relationship where the person is loving them tremendously. But if you don't have self-love, you will still feel like you're not getting the love that you deserve. So I decided to write a piece titled Self-Love. She searched desperately, trying to fill the void of love that was missing in her life, not realizing the love she had been searching for was right before her eyes. Dating many different guys for emotional needs as she looked for Mr. Right, but he always turned out to be Mr. Wrong and would leave her crying through the night. See, men can usually sense a woman in a desperate need for love. Once you've shown that sign of weakness, it's you some men will take advantage of. Love is a very powerful emotion. It's so amazing what it can do, especially when the love you are feeling comes from God and inside of you. Avoid this vicious cycle of being hurt by someone else. Spread your pretty wings and fly away to a peaceful place called love of self. Fathers, we have to make our daughters feel special as often as possible. So, you know, she is my everything. This poem is self-explanatory. She is the angel that spreads her wings, blessing me daily as she makes my heart sing. Songs with joy, and for her I will do anything. She is my heart, my soul, my everything. The tears that sit heavy deep inside of my eyes, the miracle that was given to me from our Heavenly Father in the sky. She is my heart, my soul, my everything. The reason why I'm striving as a man to become better. The love that inspires me and gives me the strength to write this letter. I will unconditionally love her for always and forever. She is my heart, my soul, my everything. You know, as fathers, we always want to protect our daughters, but there are going to be times where we're not there to protect them, and the only thing that they can go by is what we've taught them. So I wrote this piece called Glitter and Gold. Everything that glitters isn't always gold. There's a lot of truth to this saying, and as you continue on this journey we call life, the truth will show. Caution is a word that should be used daily throughout your life. The devil is always working to create heartache and disaster in our lives. Evaluate everyone you meet. Good intentions are not in the hearts of everyone you greet. Sometimes it's the devil in disguise, ready to turn up the heat, bringing you pain, suffering, and grief. God is the answer to everything that glitters is not gold. All you have to do is open your heart to Him, and He will forever protect your soul. Being a leader and not a follower is something else that I speak to my daughters about. You know, being yourself, embracing yourself, staying true to you, you know, which is the name of this piece. She worries every day about what others think and what they would say, changing the way she walked, the way she talked every single day, losing her identity to blending with the crowd she thought was cool. Now lost in her web of lies and deception, she doesn't realize who's playing the fool. As she looks into the mirror, a tear falls down her eyes. She washes off the mask of makeup, which is hiding the true strength and beauty she has inside. When going through turbulent times, life won't get better if you run and hide. Embracing the beautiful person you are and facing your battles head on will help build great character and a strong sense of pride. She is now empowered by overcoming the trials she had been going through. You can win every battle because God is always with you. And I know life isn't always easy, but it will become easier if you always stay true to you. We have now come to the end of another great episode of Avery Speaks. I really hope you all enjoy this episode, and I will continue to bring you content that will uplift our families and communities. Make sure you purchase your books at averywashington.com. Follow me on Instagram at Author Avery Washington and on Facebook at Author Avery Washington. And please make sure that you subscribe, share, and listen to all of my podcast episodes on Anchor, on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and you can also listen to the episodes on my website at averywashington.com. Until next time, peace.